Jill Heinerth is a world-renowned underwater explorer, cave diver, writer, photographer, and filmmaker. She recently gave a talk in Picton, Prince Edward County, where she shared her experiences traveling the globe exploring underwater caves deep beneath Earth's surface, guiding scientists through zero visibility and cramped caves, risking her life on any given mission. But her photos and film clips revealed not only the claustrophobic feeling of cave diving, but the wonder of discovering remnants of ancient civilization and new deep water species. She is not fearless. In fact, there is a fear in every mission, but her careful preparation and checklists help her make it home. She tells us how cave diving became her passion. You know, you wanted to be an astronaut. Tell me about that and what
I remember in public school, we would be herded into the library to the black and white television so we could all watch the Apollo missions. And I remember seeing, in particular, men driving around in the lunar rovers and thinking, wow, you know, that's what I want to do. And also, at the same time period, we were all watching Jacques Cousteau on Sunday nights. So exploration TV, you know. And that gave us something to talk about at school Monday morning. And that stuck with me.
And your mother was supportive of being an astronaut?
Well, my mom said, gosh, there's no Canadian space program. There's no girl astronauts. But she was always encouraging me to learn and be curious. And it's so funny. She doesn't understand how I came to do this stuff. But I see the roots of the qualities of her in everything that I do. I think she was a very adventurous and courageous young woman. When she was just a child here, she actually rescued another kid from a collapsed excavation pit here in Picton and received an award for that. And I remember even in my youth, like looking at that silver tray and going, wow, you know, that's my mom, the hero.
You know? It's in your blood. How old were you when you first started diving?
My very first dive was actually in a swimming pool at the age of 16, but I didn't have the financial resources to take a diving class until I was in university. So I saved my money, knew that I wanted to do it, and from the moment that I had the opportunity to take a class and dive, it was a pivot point in my life.
How did you become interested in cave diving, though? I mean, you're the ultimate diver. How did you become interested in that?
Well, I was the little kid that would build a fort inside the kitchen cupboard or the top shelf of the closet, these dark, cozy places, and loved the outdoors, too. But I also grew up hiking on the Bruce Trail in those cracks and crevices in the limestone. And so when I had the opportunity to move into a three-dimensional environment underwater, I went, oh, yes, this is it, yeah.
Your presentation was amazing, and it gave me the heebie-jeebies sometimes. I can tell you that. When you talked about, you know, your chest is on the bottom and your shoulders are touching the top of it, it just... I don't know how you do it, but obviously it's in your blood again.
Yeah, it is. But I don't take risks needlessly. I'm very careful about how I plan, and I'm willing to take risks when it brings back data and information for science, for outreach, things that we didn't know about before. So it's got to have a higher mission for me in order to take on those risks.
It's not just a matter of, oh, that sounds challenging. No. I think I'm going to just do it.
Yeah, no, yeah. Not at all. It's always about working with scientists, extending the reach into these, you know, remote places and increasing our understanding of our planet. Because right now we know more about space than we do about caves and deep ocean environments. So hopefully I can fill in the blanks.
And especially about water.
Yes, absolutely. The most important issue of the next generation to protect our drinking water resources and our oceans, which are the lungs of the planet, producing the very oxygen that we breathe.
Do you have anything else you'd like to say?
Oh, gosh. I think I would just like to encourage everybody to kind of engage their inner explorer, you know, get a little bit afraid, step into it, and, you know, go out into the natural world and learn and experience.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, FrequencyNews.ca, and CJPE County FM, I'm Brenda Little.